Jack.
Oh, gee.
We have a problem.
I picked up the paper to look at it, and he's freaking out.
Well, because that's part of the main part of the program today.
What, we're going to read the newspaper?
I don't think you have to say it that way, for heaven's sakes.
Okay, we're going to peruse the newspaper.
You know, she's really silly.
Well, apparently
we've
a lot
got
of...
far more serious problems.
Hey, want to go to London with me?
Yeah.
Wales?
Wales?
Scotland?
Oh, when are you going?
We're
going
to go September 19th. Jack, want to go?
Are you taking Mother with you?
No, this is the WDEV trip.
She can go, can't
she? Why don't you take your mother?
Yeah, why don't you take your mother?
It's the least you could do.
Didn't you take her last time you went? Didn't you go last time with your mother?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you went to Africa.
Thanks for bringing it up, Jack.
went to Africa.
No. Yeah.
When did I go to Africa?
You went to England.
I did go to England. Yeah. Now listen, we've got serious problems. We've got to get some new energy into the program.
What, you're getting a new host?
Isn't she funny?
Oh, she is.
Oh, God.
I'm like a little ray of sunshine, like a little daisy. Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Squire.
No, okay,
every day without Kai is a day without sunshine.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, we got to come up with some new music. I got a complaint about I wish I could fart like my dad. And, you know, we don't play it that much.
Oh, you play it on Father's Day. Sorry.
Huh?
You play
That's
it on Father's
right.
Day.
Well, it needs to be more a part of the regular format of the program. They think it was, I wish I could fart like my
All
dad.
All right, we don't have to.
Remember that?
Yes.
God, what a winner that was. All right.
Yeah, that was a song my mom always sang to me when I was a little baby. I wish I could fart like my dad.
You know what? That's what it needs. A female voice on something like that. It makes all the difference in the world.
Mm.
But we've got to come up with more stuff, right?
So what do you have in the pile today? Oh, well, Homer and Jethro, Ray Stevens. Yeah. That's
Stevens
some new
birthday.
Stuff.
It's Ray Stevens' birthday. We're going to pull a whole hour Ray Stevens.
Oh,
right, Jack?
You know you have to get off the air at 10 this morning, right?
I know, and we're going to be off on time today because you know why.
Yeah, well,
It's the defense of the President of the United States starts at 10 o'clock.
Oh, my God. Is there anything more boring to listen
why am
to
I even
on
here
a Saturday?
This why am I here?
Why are you
You don't
here?
Need me for anything
Beats
this morning.
Dickens out of me. Well, you know, at any moment something could happen and we need a backup.
Well, what are you doing today?
Well, I'm here backing up till 10 o'clock. And that's when they're going to go to Washington, D.C. live on WDEV.
Yeah. Whew.
But we've tried to be fair. And wouldn't you know that the Prez and his gang have decided that they're going to start his defense on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that does to the outlaw Saturday morning?
That's why I asked, why am I here?
Yeah, you're dispatched.
Yeah.
But you'd better stand by with your finger on the trigger in case, you know, you have to jump back in. Any problems, you're here.
Makes so much money coming in.
Backing up, standing by. Now, we heard from some lunatic.
Highly paid veteran
this morning.
Radio broadcasting coming here on a Saturday morning.
Every lunatic Vermonter loves Lunenburg is the... phrase and the letter that I've received from Lunenburg on Route 2 marks Vermont's end of the road. That's how this has started, and I thought we could develop that into something.
Lunenburg marks the end of the road?
That's what it says. But for lunatic Vermonters crazy about our state, the state's wilder side, it's just the beginning. Lunenburg's first settlers endured all the hardships, all the perils incident to pioneers in the wilderness. But they were men and women of indomitable wills that could not be discouraged. See, we could do a whole hour on Lunenburg.
How about less talk and more music?
what do you want to do,
idea.
Spoil
I
the program?
Like that,
pity's sake, I'm just trying to help.
I know, and you're doing a heck of a job.
Yeah, you're doing a heck of a job.
Is this the day that's the first day of the cold water, cold cavers, carvers in Waterbury or Stowe? the 20th annual ice
Stowe Winter Carnival is under this weekend, yes.
Huh?
Stowe Winter Carnival,
that's
week.
What I was referring
yes.
to.
Yes. Yes, the ice carnival.
Well, congratulations to them. Do we get all the announcements?
Oh,
about
no, you've got something else.
What? What's that?
Cribbage tournament.
Oh, my God,
we got the winners from the cribbage tournament. Do you want to know who they are?
No, stand by. We'll do that at 9:30. There's a tickler
that
the people are going to be waiting for in mad anticipation of the results
of
the last month's cribbage tournament up at the Knights of Columbus.
No, it's at the Canadian Club.
The Canadian Club, same thing. All right.
I don't think the Knights and the Canadian Club are the same thing.
The Knights and the Canadian Club? Well, maybe that's what they pour out before they pour in. All right, now what are we going to do first?
Well, I think you said you wanted to play a song for the ice fishermen and fisherwomen out there.
Oh, of course. That's where the relevant part of the program comes in. This isn't just a musical soiree.
No.
This is the one that is meaningful to all Vermonters.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? How come I always get the bad earphones? Where are the great biggies?
Maybe if you'd open up that wallet, let
just
the moths out
that.
And, pay a little bit of money.
It's time for music to go to the dump by and for you-know-who to leave the studio.
By the way, this chair won't go up and down.
Chair won't go up and down. Everything else in here goes up and down.
Snow's piling up, it's a perfect fishing day. Sliding down to tip up town on the Lake Gowanaway. Oh, the ice is freezing. Ooh, it's ice fishing season, yeah. Man against the elements out on Shelter Bay. That's where the fish are too. Yeah. Our ice shack's got a sauna. The satellite, the TV, wall to wall carpeting, it's a groovy place to be, you betcha. Life is so very nice, out on that frozen ice. Ice fishing with the guys is paradise to me. Ice shackers in paradise,
kicking back, telling lies.
Sitting round the hole, that's where
we don't have.
Think that we're nuts, freezing off our little butts. Ice fishing is forever, we'll go home whenever. Laying back, letting line, life could be no finer. Oiling up on 22s, chase away the winter blues. It's a perfect way to spend the day out here ducking shiners. Ice shackers in paradise,
kicking back, telling lies.
Sitting round the hole that square. We're nuts, freezing up our little butts. I tell them, ice fishing is forever. We'll go home whenever, yeah. Feel the Arctic winds a-blowing. Grab your poles and let's get going. Come on all you fishing aces.
Hurry up, eh?
Head on out to the frozen oasis. Ice shackers in paradise. Ice shackers in paradise. Ice shackers in paradise. Ice shackers in paradise.
This is the life, eh? Ooh.
an opening, right?
Yeah, that's a banger.
Well, it's one of the major sports recreations in Vermont, and it never gets any proper attention, except for us, of course, yes. Yeah. That's the trouble of laboring in the vineyard and nobody paying attention nor caring about what Jack or I do. Yeah. But we're used to it. We have a stiff upper lip, and we're ready to proceed with this morning's program.
You know, it's been a while since I've asked you, where did you get this intro to your thing here? I mean, this has been on forever and ever.
Well, we could ask Dex to spruce it up, you know, give it a new flavor, a new taste.
Wow.
That's what everybody else does.
Yeah.
They make the same old soap the same old way and sell it the same old way, and you just have to give it a touch to make it different.
Did you pick this out as the beginning of the program years ago? This
Ice Shackers in Paradise?
No, this particular thing, the theme song for the show is what I was talking about.
Well, of course I did. All the originality that's in this program originated you know where. Here,
okay, forget
at Radio Free Vermont, in the Golden Studio, my monastic Shangri-La, from whence this thing originates every Saturday morning, with your, whatever it is you do, and let's see, what have we got? Oh! Did you hear that Governor Scott had a big opening?
He had a big opening?
I beg your pardon.
What does that mean?
No, I'm sorry. Highlighting the success of a local general store and community redevelopment. Brownsville. Are you aware of that?
I'm not.
How did you miss that? The WDEV news is right on top of
it. Is this new news or is this news from 10 years ago?
I'm holding it here in my paw. At his weekly press conference Friday, Governor Phil Scott joined the community of West Windsor to celebrate the success of the Brownsville Butcher and Pantry, which opened in 2018 and closed almost as quickly.
No. Yeah,
that's what it says. The collaborative development project began after the Brownsville General Store went kaflooey, out of business, finished, flat, over, and the property was foreclosed. That was in 2016, Jack.
Yeah. And that's why I asked you, is this old news or new news?
This is new news. Through individual, local, and state support, the Friends of Brownsville purchased and redeveloped the vacant building, recreating an economic and community hub for Brownsville. To the village store, critical to keeping young Vermonters. That's what they're doing. They're keeping young Vermonters at the store in Brownsville, right?
Okay.
You know where Brownsville is?
I'm not quite sure. Down by Windsor?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Creating vibrant, welcoming village, critical to keeping young Vermonters here. Incarcerated, and drawing new families and businesses to Vermont. That's what Governor Scott said. I'm trying to report on the important information to keep some sort of vibrance in the program. Yes.
Speaking of business, should we not have a couple of notes here from our sponsors?
Well, I haven't even really commenced the program yet. Hey, did you know that we've got a new song from Dex?
No, I didn't.
He listened to the cat music last week, and he was so floundering about, furious at us for playing cat music on Music to Go to the Dump By, that is creating a new dog song.
The reason I'm moving this along this morning is because we have to get off at 10 o'clock.
Why?
Right at because of the whatever the guy's doing in Washington.
Well, whatever they're doing is the impeachment.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
And we've given all this time to the guys that are criticizing Donald Trump, right? And today, in 3 hours, the counterattack is on the way.
It will be
here on WDEV. We've really tried to make it fit into everything here. And, of course, we'll have to give up some things to have other things.
Now, what if this had started at 9 o'clock this morning? Would we have no dump show?
Well, of course not. I mean, this is the beacon that guides people to WDEV, the friendly pioneer voice of northern New England. You're not going to think for a moment that we would cancel this, would you? For pity's sake.
That's what I thought.
Now, because of the interesting and informative that we hear on the program. Well, we're just trying to create a more vibrant and enthusiastic young Vermonter picture of the Green Mountains for new families, new businesses to Vermont. That's what Governor Scott said. Yeah. Now, do you know where, what was I saying, the redevelopment of Brownsville is?
I do not know, no.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it was down near somewhere.
Well, I think, as you said, I think mentioned earlier, it was down near Windsor.
Yeah, that's, well, that's example. Yeah. I forgot I said it. And but that's the point. Together, this community has proven the solution start from the ground up at the local whatever. Oh, she's back. Oh, God. Now what's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're just here helping do the program.
I had to do a couple of things downstairs, and I figured I'd come back.
Oh, good. All right. But anyway, we're celebrating the Brownsville store went out of business, the general store, and it's reopened now, and we're inviting everybody down to Brownsville.
Now, is that happening this weekend?
I can't tell you that. I haven't read that far yet. I'm just into the introduction to this before we continue on our merry way.
The Wurzels.
All the happiness that is enjoyed by the listeners to Music to Go to the Dump By. Playing those famous old favorites. Yes.
I drove my tractor through your haystack last night. I threw me pitchfork at your dog to keep quiet. Now son's telling me that you avoiding me. Come on now, darling, you got something I need. Cause I got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key. Come on now, let's get together in perfect harmony. I got 20 acres and you got 43. Now I got a brand new combine harvester, I'll give you the key. She made me laugh, ha! I'll stick by you, I'll give you all that you need. We'll have twins and triplets, I'm a man built for speed. And you know I'll love you, darling, so give me your hand. Thing I want the most is all the acres of land. Cause I got a brand new combine harvester, I'll give you the key. Come on now, let's get together in perfect harmony. I got 20 acres and you got 43. Now I got a brand new combine harvester, I'll give you the key.
Oh, she's a lovely bit of stuff and all. For 7 long years I've been alone in this place. Ain't sleep in the kitchen, it's a proper disgrace. Now if I cleaned it up, would you change your mind? I'll give up drinking scrumpy and that lurker alive.
Cause I got a brand new combine harvester, I'll give you the key. Come on now, let's get together in perfect harmony. I got 20 acres, and you got 43. Now I got a brand new combine harvester, and I'll give you the key.
Who loves me, baby?
When we a grand couple let that last Wurzel dance. Oh, you wore brand new gaiters and me corduroy pants. In your new Sunday dress, with your perfume smelling grand. We had our photos taken of Soden End. Now I got a brand new combine harvester, I'll give you the key. Now that we move past our 50s, I think that you and me should stop this gallivanting, and will you marry me? Cause I got a brand new combine harvester, and I'll give you the key.
You're a fine looking woman, and I can't wait to get my hands on your land.
You see, there's another example of the kind of music that is favored on this program. Mm-hmm. Now, we're in heaven's
name. You know whose album that is?
No.
Mine.
Oh.
I'm glad you really enjoy it.
Well, we do.
Yeah, I don't get to listen to it much.
Well, you can listen to the program because we play it pretty regularly.
Yeah, I know.
It's just one of those contributions that makes the program tick. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't ever lend anything to him.
Oh, I've learned that.
Mutt.
You know, he goes through the building like he owns it.
Yeah. Mutt the dog.
Mutt the dog.
By Dex will be featured later in the program. A brand new, a spanking new song for our canine friends that listen regularly to the program. And you just toss it off. You know, not every radio station has music expressly committed to this radio program.
Mm-hmm.
No. Got all this crass commercial crap out of Nashville, and instead, we have the real music here. And do you know what this is? Do you know what this is?
What is this?
It's Ray Stevens' birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Woo! Let's play some Ray Stevens.
Well, we should play it all morning.
We should.
Because there is a real functionary.
Too bad we've only got 35 more minutes.
Well, maybe we could take an hour out. No, we can't.
No, you can't.
Because you say we've been on the air for 3 days hearing about the bump that was created by Trump in the dump down there in where is it?
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. And so this morning is the rejoinder. Starts at 10 o'clock.
Whew, boy.
Where else will you hear that except on WDEV? Mm. Yeah, so we must happily move along now. I suppose I have a dozen more advertisers that want to share the time with us. Hello? Oh,
you want some more commercials?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see if I can find them here.
All right.
They seem to be leaving us one by one for some reason.
Would you please? All right, I'll play a song then. We'll move happily along.
Much rather have a bug in my ear than a porcupine stuck to my face. I'd much rather have a frog in my throat than a dog making love to my leg. Oh, your girl takes you home to meet Mama and Daddy. She says that she thinks you're nice. There's trouble ahead. Take this friendly advice. Don't pet the dog. Don't pet him, whatever you do. Now he ain't been fixed, and he knows some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you. Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankle to dance. Oh, you push him away, you say, that's okay. What's his name? Does he sit up and beg? And you try to act cool, but you look like a fool with a dog making love to your leg. Don't pet the dog. Some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you. Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankle to dance. Everybody, don't pet the dog.
You guys are about the silliest bunch of damn people I've ever heard.
What a wonderful piece of creation that was.
Yeah, that was great.
And it's a good message to all new Vermonters, you know, that move up here and they want to live close to nature. And they go out and get this new puppy. Sometimes the results aren't quite what they expected.
Sort of like Riley.
Riley.
Don't pat Riley.
Yeah, because he'll bite your hand.
Yep.
Right.
Right. He's my little snapping turtle.
Yeah, and he certainly snapped onto old Eric.
Well,
hit him right to the bone.
Guess who's on the line right now as we speak?
Who?
Wade Pearson.
Wade Pearson?
Yes.
Oh, you mean over in East Pomfret?
No.
No.
Corinth.
East Corinth.
East Corinth. Well, it's one of those. Yeah, okay.
Morning, Wade.
Same ski area. Excuse me.
Are you there, Wade?
Hello, Wade. Hello?
He probably got disgusted because he said he was from East Pomfret.
Oh, there he is.
I'm here. Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
How are things over there?
Well, pretty good. Really. We've had a good couple of weeks. But I want to congratulate the House and Senate down there in Washington of being able to agree on one thing, and that is to hold off the impeachment hearings until after the dump show.
We had an awful fuss and fight and fooling around about that.
Yeah.
But we told them they could not commence until we had concluded this weekly festivity creative radio broadcasting.
Yesterday, we were at Northeast Slopes, not open to the public, but we open a couple hours a week on Fridays for our local ski program. And
can you imagine a big commercial ski area that only opens for a couple of hours?
A couple hours for the local
ski. Exclusive for whom?
Our local ski program for our middle schoolers.
Oh, tell us about it. Yes, we want to know about that.
So conditions are wonderful. Volunteer instructors, no charge to ski, no charge for their skis. Everything's free, so everybody gets a swing at it and gets to learn how to ski and enjoy the sport.
Free ride over to Dartmouth-Hitchcock Hospital.
No.
We're
100% there. But I had an occurrence that really put things into perspective.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
So we were there, beautiful sunny day, and this SUV with colored plates on it kept swinging by, so we didn't know, you know, what kind of person was going there. They finally pulled into the parking lot, and it was a handsome young couple.
Oh,
came
now we're getting there.
To see what was going on.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were what was going on.
Yeah, they couldn't believe what they were seeing.
I bet. On the ski tow.
They were quite intrigued, yeah.
Now that would be a vision, yeah.
So after a while, I was summoned over to explain what was going on and what their opportunities were. And they explained to me that they were on their way north of East Corinth to some town in your area, to some ski resort called it rhymes with Crow Mountain Resort. They were explaining that
Crow Mountain Resort.
Yeah. Okay. And he looked to have about a $1,200 pair of shoes and a $400 haircut. Beautiful couple, though. They're wonderful. Nice people.
What about her?
That too.
Some of us are ambidextrous.
And they were explaining they had booked a $400 a night room. $300 a pair lift tickets a day.
Uh-huh.
Hundreds of dollars of rentals that they hadn't picked up yet, and $110 an hour each
for
ski lessons. Neither one of them had ever been on a pair of skis before in their life.
Yes.
And it came apparent to them that we were where they wanted to be.
Well, of course.
And unfortunately, we were there with 55 kids and 10
they had 55 kids, and they were up there trying
to... No, we had 55 kids in our program.
Oh, in your program.
And
I
so they were, you know, and... after all that was explained to me, and
to them,
could see their dilemma. Explained to them, I could see their dilemma.
I can see the dilemma.
And there were no lessons available to be booked at that resort. Ski resort.
Oh, you mean the other one?
At the other one,
big professional.
And I looked over my shoulder at those 55 kids all over the hill in different groups of advancement and experience and learning how to ski.
Broken extremities and screaming and yelling. Yeah,
and realize that some things in our state are just priceless.
Yes, I agree. Yep. Totally agree. Don't we agree, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kudos to all the ski programs and all the instructors volunteering their times and busing these kids up to the ski areas all over our state that do allow this to happen.
Hallelujah.
Because if we don't, nobody
put
else
put your hand
will.
On the radio. Yeah, just feel the good feeling coming out of it. Yeah. Yes.
So that was a real insight in perspective of what we're able to do as a community here in this state, because I think the people from outside this area are not so interested in those things.
So are you skiing this weekend?
We are skiing this weekend. Yeah, and normal hours. No cutbacks for wind chills or rain. We got some weather coming in tonight. We'll take tomorrow as it is. Today's probably the best day for the conditions itself, and conditions are pretty good. We've held up for the last couple of weeks pretty well.
But yeah. You were closed on Friday, which was a very nice ski day.
Well, it was, but
are you just doing something, you perverts down there
opened,
with those poor children?
Opened exclusively for our middle school students
to enjoy
themselves and learn the sport of skiing without mortgaging the farm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and
so that,
without
that
the
really
possibility of breaking something.
Really put things into perspective.
Yeah,
that was great. And appreciate everybody and everybody's help making these things happen. And we're not the only one. There's plenty of schools and programs and good ski areas that are allowing this to happen.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
So now you've given
regular
a promo
hours
for the whole state of Vermont.
Yeah.
Now, what were you going to say?
Just
going to
say, watch our website. NortheastSlopes.org and Facebook for any changes, especially for tomorrow. If something goes really nasty overnight, then we may have to make some changes for tomorrow. But we plan on skiing through it. It sounds like it's going to be over by morning and skiing a little soft, you know, maybe a little sloppy conditions, and then we'll get it back in shape for next week.
Well, that's wonderful news. And it's the kind of news that makes this area. What's the name of this place, Jack?
Northeast Slopes.
And where is it?
East Corinth.
Okay, we got it all in. Yeah.
Boston Channel 5 chronicled.
Now, wait a minute.
Nightly news program. Was up there doing a story on Wednesday of the local area, but we were one of the features in their upcoming chronicle news show.
Well, that's a biggie. It'll be about 5 seconds, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Probably.
All right.
That was exciting for us.
Yeah. Now, is there any other major news? When is the next major event?
Next major event is February 15th. It's Saturday, and it's our annual Winterfest with the Great Up and Downhill Race.
Yeah, the up and down.
Horse-drawn sleigh rides, a little band, a little music out on the deck, and vintage ski races. Okay, rope toe. You know, we'll do a new rope toe renovation opening, and be great.
Well, I guess we've covered it, don't you think, Jack?
All set to move along. Absolutely.
I think so.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you on the slopes and talk to you again next week.
Would you like a ski song?
We would love a ski song.
You have a ski song?
Yeah, I got a ski song.
All right. Okay, here's one for Wade down there in, now I've said it.
East Corinth,
yes.
Route 25, East Corinth, Vermont.
Route 25, and it's a great little place to take the kids and have or adults for that matter.
Oh, adults, yeah.
Or adultresses, whatever.
We've had maximum crowds for the last 3 weekends in a row, and
wow.
Looks like it's going to continue.
What are you doing?
She's trying to tell you to wrap it up is what she's trying to do.
Oh, I thought she was making bread or something. All right, so here's a ski song, friends.
Hey everybody, listen here to me. I'll tell you about the Bible folks and how they learned to ski. Some of them were experts and some of them were worse, but the information all is here except the book and verse. In a garden named of Eden, this skiing got its start. Eve, she had no stretch pants, but she won old Adam's heart. They made some apple brandy, then they hopped a northbound train. They bought a little ski lodge and started raising Cain. Noah took the family for a week at Winter Park, but it rained like hell for 40 days, and so they built the ark. They landed on a mountain by the name of Ararat, and they looked around but never found just where the lift was at. Esau and his brother owned a farm in equal parts. He swapped his half to Jacob for a second-hand pair of hearts. Jake threw in some poles and a pair of long johns too, and Esau headed for the hills to see what he could do. Joseph was a ski bum, his parka was all patched. His blue jeans could stand up alone, his mittens never matched. They thought he looked like hell, so they threw him in the well. He polluted all the water, but at least it killed the smell. Shoes and all of Tuckerman's had long been Jonah's wish, so he headed for Mount Washington aboard a westbound fish. When he reached the USA, old Jonah wouldn't pay, so the whale had to cough up for the fare for all the way. Samson was a husky boy, as history is proof. He also was a boomer, and believe you me, he moved. One time he lost his way, and he knocked down the chalet, and they had to set the bar up out of doors for half the day. Goliath was a big boy too, he also liked to blast. Little Dave the ski patrolman thought he went too fast. He said to keep it slow, but Goliath hollered no. So Davey stopped him with a rock and laid him mighty low.
Solomon had a jillion wives around his fancy place. He set them up for slalom poles and had a little race. His form was kind of sloppy and his timing it was off, but he never minded missing 'cause the gates were nice and soft.
Salome did the vadelin with a very sexy swing. She gave some private lessons to a certain well-known king. But Salome's swing, 'tis said, caused the king to lose his head. And since he hadn't paid her yet, she wound up in the red. So there you have the stories, just the way I heard them told, about some skiing pioneers back in the days of old. Maybe they're true and maybe not, but thanks for listening in. And maybe I'll get to tell you all some Bible tales again.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow. You know, Skier's Bible School is what that's
Bible
called.
Bible School, yes.
Yes. Kai is raising her.
Can I announce the winners from the cribbage tournament? You said 9:30.
Do we have a drum roll? Well, you're
I don't have a drum roll.
Late, for heaven's sake. All right, that fits with the program.
Sure does.
We can't be late this morning. 10 o'clock, we're going to Washington, D.C.
And you've got Farmer Dave.
And you've got commercials to take.
Yes.
And you've got commercials to take.
Can I do the cribbage tournament first?
Stop everything.
Thank
Hold
you.
On. Here's the cribbage tournament. A big announcement for what month was this?
Last week.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you. There's the drum roll. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Jesse and Cindy Blondin of Chelsea, first-timers at the doubles tournament of the Canadian Club, and they actually won the tournament.
Well.
So congratulations to Jesse and Cindy Blondin. And they won by 1 point.
Wow.
Boy, you're just full of it this morning, aren't you?
Farmer Dave, you're up next.
Okay, well, now you've heard the big news. What were their names again?
Oh, here we go.
Well, I got to write it down.
Jesse and Cindy Blondin.
Okay, and Norwich won last night as well.
What
right?
are they doing Norwich for?
Huh? What
are you
well, talking? They played hockey and they won.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So we're just doing winners, not losers.
Okay.
All right? It's incredible what happens each and every Saturday morning here in this carefully prepared program. And Farmer Dave has just arrived in town. Yes, Farmer Dave, that gubernatorial candidate, one and for all.
I'm surprised you're letting me on the air because you're talking about winners only. I've been running since 2001, Ken. I'm the biggest loser in this room.
Wait a minute. Hold it. We're going to fix that right now. One moment. Jack?
Yeah?
Yeah. Farmer Dave needs help with his gubernatorial effort. Okay. Hold on. I've got it right here. This is a surprise for you.
Ooh, I like surprises.
Well, this is a goodie. Yeah, Dex went out of his way, stayed up till 7:30 last night, and created this marvelous...
Apparently he wasn't watching any of the impeachment proceedings,
no,
was
it was
he?
Just before he got really good last
I was going to say, because
night.
Otherwise he would have been sound asleep for crying out loud.
All right, hit it.
Twenty, another election year. Will Farmer Dave run again? If there's room at the State House, we need the best we can send. He doesn't smoke cigars, and he's not big and fat. Not your typical politician, and he likes it like that. There must be a room at the State House, big enough for all his friends. Cows and ducks and chickens and pigs.
Pigs, already got enough of them.
Not a nut, not a flake, he's one of us. If you can't trust a farmer, who can you trust? Farmer Dave, let's help him win.
He's a friend of the cows.
You want proof? Just look at his boots. He's wearing his cow dung now.
What do you think, Farmer Dave? Isn't that terrific?
I'd vote for me.
Yeah. Well, a special creation for Vu. Yes.
That is nice.
Well, I'll...
Yes.
How much are we going to charge him for that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Very nice. Farmer Dave, that was a gift to you from our friend.
Well, that's nice.
Dex, who's done our new big hit of the day.
Got a dog song coming up, anyway.
Mutt is the big new selection. What's the news?
Well, Ken, I was reading in 7 Days the other day that UVM is doing a study in regards to feeding seaweed, algae, to cows.
Oh, you did? Oh, my goodness sake.
To apparently cut down on the methane that comes out of either end of the bovine. And it's funny that...
Now, come on, is that really true?
It's true that they're doing the study. My fear is by feeding them seaweed, I'm afraid my beef is going to start tasting like fish, for crying out loud.
No, that's not true. You know, for heaven's sake.
And we use methane all the time, us humans do, every day. But yet, if it comes out of either end of a cow, it's a problem. I think we humans need to start looking in our own backyard before we start going out and raising heck in the pastures. You know, I don't know, Ken. I'm concerned. Nobody's speaking for the cows. That's why I come in.
I see.
Because they, like Jack Donovan, are also getting steamrolled by the big political machine in this country. I mean, he's getting bumped off at 10 o'clock. He can't have his show. They're going after the cows because, well, the cows can't defend themselves. That's why I'm here to speak for the cows.
I see.
Yes.
Hear that?
Yes, I'm.
Everyone has a say in what happens today. On music to go to the dump by. And Farmer Dave is representing the...
cows.
Well, what more could you possibly want? We're Those talking about Vermont.
Move. Yes. I mean, Ken, they give us milk, beef, leather for shoes.
Farts.
Yes. Yeah. Apparently that's the problem.
Well, apparently that's the problem. They've turned it around. It's
whose job is it, Ken, to monitor that?
Well, apparently it's you and me.
What kind of job description would it be that you go around testing flagellants coming out of a cow?
Well, there it is.
Raise your hand. I want that job.
Jack, how do you feel about that?
I agree with what Farmer Dave has to say.
Or whatever you say, Farmer Dave.
Ken,
he's the man.
100%.
Have we got time for a quick joke that I heard over at the local watering hole last night?
No. Will you cross the street at the res again?
No.
Did you get thrown out this time?
No, I did not.
Oh, all right. Okay,
I did not have a beer and 4 shots. I just had a couple of cranberry and vodkas, which, by the way, are pretty good. But not good enough to get me talking to the point where I had to come in here and apologize for something that I might have said over there. But I did hear a good joke.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike told this joke. There's three old gentlemen living together in a house.
Yeah.
One's 96, the other one's 94, and then there's the young guy, he's 92. So the 96-year-old goes upstairs and he draws himself a bath. He goes to stick his foot in and he realizes it's too hot, so he takes his foot out.
Yeah.
He hollers down. He says, "Hey, was I getting in the tub or getting out of the tub?" Well, that's when the 94-year-old, he heads up the stairs. He says, "I'll take care of this." Gets halfway up the stairs and he stops. He goes, "Oh, wait a minute. Was I headed up the stairs or was I headed down the stairs?" Well, the 92-year-old, the young guy downstairs, he goes, "Knock on wood," he says. "I hope when I get that age, I got all my faculties." And he says, "I'll be right up." He says, "But I think someone's at the door."
Could we have another commercial message to take this taste out of our mouth, please?
Oh.
To reduce cows' methane emission, UVM researchers are looking to seaweed.
Yes, seaweed.
Huh?
Seaweed.
Well, there it is. It's right there in black and white.
So now I've got to take the cows up to Maine. I got to teach them. Well, they knew how to swim, but go out and eat that seaweed. All that salt. I'd be concerned with the high blood pressure in the bovines as a result of all that salt, Ken.
We got to be concerned. I mean, reducing the impact that cows have on climate change without affecting or disaffecting other parts of nature and the environment.
See, go buy an electric.
University of Vermont.
Go buy an
for.
Electric car that's, for crying out loud and leave the cows alone.
Farmer Dave, you've got to be a little more sensitive to what's going on in the world about us.
What's going on next week, now that we're on the subject of cows and that sort of thing?
Oh, the farm show.
Boy,
is that what you're going to say?
Yes, I was.
Oh, are you going to be at the farm show?
I'll probably make an appearance at some point, but...
Why?
Thanks a lot, buddy. Champlain Valley Expo, Essex Junction, Vermont, beginning next Tuesday. The Vermont Farm Show. And how many years have we been there?
Forever. Since it started.
Well, it's 89 years young this year, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but that's the point. And we're going to be there for 3 days, right?
Right. Beginning on Tuesday.
I have an itinerary here. Wait a minute. I got to find it. Of the cast of characters, the talent of WDEV that will be at the Vermont Farm Show. And that's now in Burlington, Vermont, over mm-hmm. there at the fairgrounds, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
We have a lot of sponsors for this, and
I don't think we need to go through that.
Okay, we have a lot of sponsors.
No, go ahead.
You'll hear about it throughout the show now. Dave Graham Show will be broadcast live from there. Common Sense Radio. Plus, you'll meet WDEV personalities like Lee Cattell, Joel Nashman, Dayana Jewel, and a host of others. I'm sure.
I don't hear anything about the commercial entities that will be there, and of course they're splendid and wonderful
yes.
people, and we love them all.
Cooperative insurance companies, Frankenberg Agency and Randolph, Calderwood yeah. Insurance in Hardwick, Isham Berwick and Barry, Cabot Creamery, good folks there.
Cabot Creamery.
Oh yes, Guy's Farm and Yard, they'll be on hand. Fecto Homes as well.
Okay.
What do you think? Kingdom Creamery of Vermont. Oh, I forgot about them.
You forgot about Kingdom
Creamery? Oh, my Lord, and the Sustainable Jobs Fund of the Northeast Sales and Service in Irisburg and the Vermont Agricultural Credit Corporation.
Incredible program.
Oh, the list goes on and on. Stop by and say hi to all of them.
And don't forget the Christmas Tree Association meeting is going to be held on Tuesday, Jack.
Yeah.
And the beekeepers are meeting on Tuesday as well.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of buzzing around your cousin if they're up there at the farm show at the I wanted to say Eastern States Exposition. I'm used to those big places,
yes,
but this is indeed the Essex Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And then the Hannafords folks are having their local farmer meeting. But you can't go to that, Jack. It's by invitation only.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, but that's the first day, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Christmas Tree Association at 8:30 in the morning in the Blue Ribbon Pavilion. Let's see, McEwing and Stevens are there. And then the beekeepers, the Miller North Conference Room, rooms A and B, is where the keynote speaker will be Mike Palmer. That's the beekeepers, and that's on Tuesday. And if you're a beekeeper, be there. All right, now I'm taking care of that. Now, what are we going to do next?
Well, you want something from Ray Stevens, who had his birthday, I guess, yesterday.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
Did you recall that we were going to do that this morning?
I did recall that.
Because we love him, because he's such a great contributor to this program. Yea, verily, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the cue?
What?
I never know with you. Is that the cue? You're going to play him now?
Oh, for heaven's sake, pointing my finger up your nose. And
get it out of here, will you?
Hey, here we go.
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B. Dig C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it! Ow! Guitar Zan! He's a guitar man! He's all you can stand! Give him a hand, Guitar Zan! Got a girl named Jane with no last name, kinda homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane.
Well, be with us next Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And we'll complete this wonderful selection by our birthday boy today. Yeah.
Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens, yes. But we must make room because we got to get it on and off before we get to 10 o'clock. All right?
All right.
Ready, Farmer Dave?
Ready.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for hymn time here on the program.
I thought you were going to do the Mutt song.
Oh, we'll do that next week, too. We'll save the Mutt song for next Saturday morning here on the program. All right?
Well, let me go to plan B.
We got to do the hymn. We can't let a week go by without paying our respects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask you all on the interstate, on any of the other old routes, shunpikes and turnpikes of America.
Okay, shorten this up.
Pull up. Pull off. Put your hand on the radio. Feel the strength and power of Radio Free Vermont. You know what's coming at 10 o'clock. And here we are, ready for the big moment of the morning.
Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over and knee, left nor the right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
Hallelujah.
Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. Free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you got the toe.
Here we go.
Kick it.
Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over and neither left nor right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
We should record this.
Take all the brothers who've gone on before, and all of the sisters who've knocked on your door, all the departed dear loved ones of mine. Stick 'em up front in the offensive line.
Stick 'em up.
And dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over and neither left nor right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
One more time.
Yeah, dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over and neither left nor right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
And we're almost on time. Yeah, we have to get out because we've got to go to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we got to get a station
we're
break in here, too.
We're going to hear the rejoinder to the last several days.
All right, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
what do you mean, goodbye?
Station break's coming up.
Oh.